Welcome everyone to the Daniel A. Nelson podcast show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. Today I am honored to have my good friend, Mr. Dr. Tim Bishop Brown. Man, say hello to my audience.
Hello, hello, what's going on, Dr. Nelson? And hello to the audience. Hello, everybody.
Oh, man, I'm excited today, man, because we've been knowing each other for, what, over 30 years now?
Maybe 10 years times four. 10 years times four, something like that.
Yes, oh, my goodness, man. We go back a long ways, man. Yeah. And I'm excited for all the things that you've been doing and for the work of the kingdom of God, man. And we appreciate what you have been doing.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about your humble beginnings. Now, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Portland, Oregon. They have black people out there. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
They had 10.
They had 10. I'm there. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, man. That's cool. Hey, I was going to ask you this. From Portland, Oregon, how did you get your start in the music industry?
Okay, well, what really happened is I was a member of a church out there, Mount Sinai Church of God in Christ. And as they played, as the music was playing, and I haven't shared this with my mom, I just felt the music vibrating inside my body. And I'm not knowing I was going to be a musician, but I just know that just triggered something. And so when my mom relocated the family, the children, her kids, my kid, my sister and brother, we came out here, and so she married a preacher. And then ironically, we ended up going to Mount Sinai Church of God in Christ here in California. And then I'm trying to see, I think I just sat down at the piano and just started doing harmony. And that's how I did it, harmony. And I did it, and I said, well, if I do it in this key, I wonder how it goes in this key. I kept doing it, and then we used to play church. And so we had church at our house and my friend, best friend's house. He had a piano. He had a piano, so we just played church there. Choir sing the same song every time we met up. We didn't have choir press, so just the same song.
And, how old were you?
I was 11.
Oh, my goodness.
When we moved out here to California, I was 8. But then I didn't touch a piano until I was 10, going on 11. And then I just started learning harmony and chords and doing things like that. And then one day my mom had a piano come to the house, but she didn't know I could play. There was we was down the street playing, you know, church. And when we came here to play church, we didn't have instruments. We just played church. But when the truck came, we stopped church down the street and come to the house. And I said, Mama, I know how to play the piano. She said, boy, no, you don't. I said, Mama, I do. And they kept saying, Miss Ben, he know how to play. He really do. So she said, when they settled the piano down, I said, sing some, Mama. And she did, sweet Jesus, he's a lily on the valley. That one. Uh-huh. And I played this off of my mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then that's where it went. And so I started at 11 and started playing at churches at 11, the top of 1976. My stepfather had a New Year's Day service at Mount Sinai Church of God in Christ, and he invited First Love Church of God in Christ, Renee Spearman's dad, invited their church. To have church and have me come and play the piano. And then my first time playing in Mount Sinai, they were in the key of B. Now you know that ain't good.
Yeah. Not for gospel musicians back in the 70s.
No. It sounds good if you writing a song, that's wonderful.
Yeah, right.
But you can't be Church of God in Christ and try to play and do something in the key of B. So I struggled day one. So that was my introduction to church. Yes, sir. So that's all at 11.
Mm-hmm. That's something else, man. Now, I know as your musical journey grew, you got in touch with a lot of people that was in the industry. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your first encounter with your first major artist.
My first encounter was at the age of, I would say, well, I'd probably say 15, because I don't know if you recall this, but we the same age. Remember that play, Your Arms to Shut, The Box with God?
Yes.
Okay, well, some of the cast members were in Pomona. And so they wanted to sing a song. They said, but we don't have a musician. And somebody said, Tiny Tim can play. That was my nickname back then, Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim can play. So they called me up, and so I played for them. That was one. And then later on, I met the musician for this group called, in 1980, I met this musician named Willie Hawkins. He played for the Biblical Gospel Singers. Now, everybody don't know, but every time I hear the song Going Forth in Church, they don't know I have connection to the writer of the song, and I had to play that song on the road, on tour, every time, in the key of D, and that's, I don't know if you, do you know this? Sing to the Lord a brand new song. You know that one?
Yeah.
Let your voices ring. Clap your hands, all ye people. Come on, let's praise his name. I call to praise his name. His name, I call. So that, so
yeah, the writer. Clap my hands. Yeah.
Exactly. So the orchestrator of that song, I played for the writer. And the one that wrote the song in 1969. And they were called the Biblical Gospel Singers. And I ended up being his musician in Indio, California. Yes, sir. So in 1981, I met them in 1980 in October, November, and then they wanted me to be their musician. And so 1981, February, I recorded with them on this label, Birthright Records. And at the same time, Rodina Press was on that label, and as well as Edwin Hawkins.
Yeah.
So the Biblical Gospel Singers, yes, sir.
I remember the Birthright company. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They, you know where they were? Do you know where they were located?
No.
In L.A. on Western. Do you remember the old OG Fat Burgers on the 30-something of Western?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a doctor's office right across the street, on the same side of the street, on the west side of the street, and that's where Birthright Records of headquarters was. Yes, sir.
Right there.
Oh, right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's segue into this, Tim. The Lord has touched your heart to start this wonderful group, this choir.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to let you
Miracle
do the introduction
Mass.
Of Miracle,
yes.
Miracle Mass. How did that all become together?
How it became into fruition was that in 1990, I just got through doing a concert with a church choir. I was a minister of music, and I got home and somebody was in my house breaking in, trying to, you know, steal and all that. And I entered in anyway. I was stabbed several times and left to die. And I was in a puddle of blood for 12 long hours. From 2:30 in that morning to 2:30 the afternoon, which was Sunday. We were kind of kidding around. We had church at this musical with the church choir I played for. And we went to Roscoe's, the OG Roscoe's on Sunset and Gower. And I said, y'all, we had church. I said, well, shoot, we should call in, you know, just playing around. And then, so here it is, not knowing that tragedy was waiting for me when I got to my house. And so when I didn't show up to church, they said he wasn't playing. So they thought I really stayed home, not knowing that I had met tragedy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was in a puddle of blood, laying there for 12 hours. They, my prayer was when the guy left the house, I was praying, so Lord, please let my front door be cracked open. Because I know once they shut that door, I'm either going to bleed out, die out, or something, you know.
Yeah.
And I did not know that one of my lungs was punctured. So I couldn't even holler for help. I couldn't holler for help. I couldn't move. I was covered up with my own sheets, my own comforter, and I was tied up with my, back in the day we had answering machines, so the cord was cut from the machine, and I was tied up in that, and gagged, or they tried to gag me, you know, so I couldn't say anything, but I moved my mouth a certain way where I couldn't be trapped like that, and I wanted to be free to speak or holler for help. And nonetheless, my neighbor found me, and that's why I thank God to this day. Well, I thank the Lord for women anyway. I thank God for women.
Yeah.
And so she looked at the door, and my front door, I stayed in a gated community. And so we didn't have screen doors on our doors, so we just had your doors either open all the way or shut all the way. And then she noticed it was a Sunday morning. And so she said, Kenny, when you go to the store, check on Bishop, see why his door cracked open. And at that time, the Lord had blessed me with a wonderful new BMW, thank you, Jesus. And but that was stolen from the guy that, you know, that robbed me. And so my other car was on the street. So he goes to the store, come back, my car on the street, my car missing. And she said, go over and see what's going on. So he came in and said, Bishop. And I recognized his voice. So I said, Kenny. And he saw me and messed up, cut up, blood everywhere. So moved the story along. when I finally got to the rehab, because they had to show me how to walk. I couldn't walk. I could barely talk. I couldn't move. My spinal cord was bruised, which affected my right side. And so I was at the rehab in Pomona called Casa Colina. And so, but my neurosurgeon at Kaiser said, you know, when he found out I was a recording artist, he said, you won't be able to walk for 2 to 3 years because of the spinal cord injury. And then because my lungs were punctured, he said, oh no, you're not going to be able to sing the same. So one part they got right and one part they got wrong. And I thank God for the both parts.
Yeah.
So I thank God for both parts. Thank you, Jesus.
Man.
And so the part he got wrong, he said, I wouldn't walk for 2 to 3 years. I start walking in 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
And when he allowed me to get off the gurney to start walking, he ran and left me at the gurney saying, a miracle. He couldn't believe it because he knew what he told me. You know,
yeah.
And so, and then the part that he got right, he said, I won't sing the same. Well, since then, Nelson, my range is impeccable.
Yeah.
That's why my range is up there. And not all faint, it's grown.
Right.
My brother's grown, it's up there. You know, I hit that B flat over high C.
Yeah.
And so, it was a good thing. And then I said, well, Lord, I don't go around seven or just die by the sword, but I don't do this. And so I said, but I don't want to be no preacher if you're trying to get my attention. I don't want to preach. I'm telling the Lord what I don't want.
Right.
I told him, have a seat, listen to me. But I told him, no, Lord, I don't want to preach. And so I said, the only thing I can give to you is music. And that's when miracle came to my mind, because the doctor ran down the corridor saying, a miracle. And so 4 years later, 1994, I formed Miracle Mass Choir in the city of Pomona. And day one. So those I thought would join, didn't join. And those that I thought wasn't thinking about me, end up joining, packed the church out, the rehearsal day. And how the Lord had his hands on the ministry was, I formed them March 1994. Yeah, March 1994, March 5th. And then I'm telling you, in August, I went to the GMWA, met a record company, and they knew they came to my choir rehearsal. And we were churching every rehearsal. I mean, churching.
Yeah.
And so we got a deal. So it wasn't even a year. I was going to debut in 6 months from March to September, but got a record deal in October. And yeah, they came to the rehearsal, and they, while the folks were still praising God, they called me out of the church. They gave me a diamond watch that said Born Again Records, and that was Born Again Records. They said, we're just not going to come and record you. We're going to pick you up as an artist. So that's how we got that. And then we recorded November 1994, same year.
Man.
And so we've been going on ever since, going on 30 years this coming March.
30 years. And folks, for those who don't know, you should know, he has one of the number one hits in the world. He's Done Enough. Tell me about how that came about.
How that came about? My first record with Miracle Mass Choir was called A Miracle, My Testimony. So I wrote a song about, you know, my testimony. Then the second CD, I looked at the greatness of God. I said, well, now you have trees and plants and flowers in the same soil, but they come out exuding different fragrances and different looks. And so I thought that was awesome. So the second CD was Awesome God. Yeah. Then after that, I'm still living life, and we're ministering. And then I said, well, Lord, I mean, you've really been good to me. You know, if you never do anything else for me, I got to say, you've done enough. And so that's how that song came about. And I told my mother, and she said, I like the title. She said, well, you better help me finish that song. And lo and behold, I wrote the song and I finished it. And I think it was, I don't know what year it was, but the choir wanted Beverly Crawford to be their special guest. So every March I ask my choir, who do you want for your special guest? And if I know them, they're in my phone. So I called Beverly, my choir wanted you, da da da. And so when Beverly came, I took her and her husband, Todd, to dinner. And I said, I have a song for you. But of course, at the time, Todd don't know me like that. So he said, oh, put it on tape and send it to us. We'll take a listen and tell you what we think. And so I had my sister to record it. So she's reading the words for the verse. But when she got to the part that said, thank you, she put the paper down. The Lord used my sister. She mock-wopped that rehearsal. And my folk was up under the pews. And the Lord spoke to me, said, that's your sister's song. And so we've been doing He's Done Enough since 1999. And my sister, and then we've been on the same bill with Beverly in the inner, at the same time. But, you know, she's the headliner, so she sang after us. But
yeah.
But we had to sing before her. So, and need I say more, you know, especially with my sister leading.
Right.
I call her mother. I don't call her mother for nothing. And mother acts a fool each and every time, even at rehearsal. She don't wait till showtime at the Apollo.
Right.
Even at the rehearsal. And so I told my sister, I said, well, you got to get ready because this song is going to be like your Tremaine Hawkins Change.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sing the song. She said, I'm ready. I said, okay. And she is just that ready each and every time. And so we did it for those years. And then JDI Records called my record company because at that time I moved on to Holy Roller Records. And then me and Brent Jones was on that same label together. And so JDI called Holy Roller Records and said, hey, we just picked up Beverly. We want to do that song, He's Done Enough. And so when I did it and it came out, I have never at that time in life been on Billboard. But it came out on Billboard, not come out and then for a few days and then get on Billboard. It came out charting on the chart, and it went up to number 12. And I thank God. And so, but when Beverly got it, I thank God that I can witness my one song been on Billboard twice. So when she got it, it went up to number 3. And so I thank the Lord. And then because of that song, I ended up being an artist, special guest artist for Andre Crouch once a month. He hired us to come and sing at his church in Pacoima for about 8 months straight. And then the last Sunday that we ministered, it was Women's Day. But every time they still want it, he's done enough. And so we get to do that. And then so that Tuesday came and his secretary called me. She said, Pastor Crouch wants you to do a session with him tomorrow. I said, okay. She said, he's doing Michael Jackson's CD. I said, the Michael Jackson? She said, yeah. So who gonna say no to that?
Right.
You know, how many times you get a Michael Jackson call? And so we showed up the next day. He's one of just the singers that came to back up Mother. I didn't bring the entire choir. I just brought about 8 singers. So he wanted those 8. He hired us with the McCrarys and with the people that did background for the soundtrack of Color Purple.
Yeah.
So, so that was an experience. And so we on Michael Jackson's CD, Invincible. But yeah. The name of the song we did was, it's called Speechless. And on that CD, my favorite song is Butterflies.
Right.
And I love the song. I love Butterflies. So we on that CD.
Oh,
and we got that Michael Jackson money. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, look, I know we got a few more minutes, but what I want to talk to you about, you got a new project, The Evolution of Tim Bishop Brown, If God Said It.
Yes.
It will be released tomorrow. I want everybody to go to your Spotify, your Amazon, YouTube, and start checking it out. Support my good friend. Talk about that song.
Okay, the song, If God Said It. The Lord gave me that song some time ago. After I gave Beverly Crawford He's Done Enough, she did two recordings at Faithful Central. So they did LA Live 2. The record company asked me for another song. So I gave her the song. So she recorded the song, but she's not singing the song. So I said, I think I better do my own song.
Right.
You know, I wrote the song and I published the song. So it's my song. And so it's coming out and I've been singing it lately when miracles been going out just to test the waters, and it's been blessing the house of God. And in fact, what's so ironic, we just did it Tuesday at rehearsal, just, touching bases. The Lord met us there with that song, and my singers, that was the end of that. So the song says, if God said it, then it's so. If he said yes to what you're asking him for, your petition, you can believe it, take it to the bank, and it is so. And Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given. Is that right?
Yes.
And the next thing to do is what? Seek.
Yeah.
And the third thing to do is knock.
Knock.
Now, and those that read the Bible, we know that that part is written in red.
That's right.
Now, watch this. The first thing he said to do was ask. What's the first letter of that word?
A.
The second thing was seek. What's the first letter of that word?
Yes.
And then the third thing was knock. The K is silent.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's, put that to,
that's all you got to do is ask. So the song is, if God said it, then it's so. And so it'll be out at 12:01 a.m. August 20th, 2023. Bless the Lord.
Man, Richard, man, I'm so proud of you. I'm so honored.
Thank
you,
my brother.
I mean,
brother.
And then you gave me about 30 minutes of your time.
And I'm sorry, I ate up all the time.
Man, I appreciate you so much.
Bless you.
For the young artist that's coming up, what can you give them? What information can you help them? You know, because I know when I was growing up, and my dad and mom, you know my parents, my dad and mom always tell me, when you make friends, you want to be an asset and not a liability. Give my audience a little inspiration on what this music world is about and how they can be helped.
Well, here's the thing. When God gives you a gift, you can't make it about you to trying to be in competition to compete with the next church person. And then when you go to a concert, you sit down on them as though that their gift is not oily. Then you're not oily. If you judge anything, because any word that's talk about Christ, speak about Christ, that's the word, that's what we're singing. But although in the natural, first natural, then spiritual, naturally, we do want to be good. at our gift. David didn't play any kind of way. David played skillfully before the Lord. And so we want to be good at our gift. You have to practice and you have to pray. That's P&P, practice and pray.
Yeah.
Practice and pray. And I'm telling you, you don't want the same thing as somebody has, because as we say, we don't know what they went through to get that.
Right.
And so you don't want to go through that valley. So we don't know our divine blueprint. Amen. We don't know our divine blueprint of life. And so what God has for you is for you. And when he gives it to you, don't be the one that buried his gift. You represent and use that gift. 1, 2, and 3. Amen. And let it be known that God you live, for God you live, and for God you die. You serve a great God. He's all that and then some. Amen.
Tim, I appreciate you so much. Look, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, please pick up the new project tomorrow. Like I said, it's on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, you know, it's on all the platforms. So please pick that up. Brother Tim, thank you so much, man, for taking about 30 minutes out of your time. Man,
thank you,
God,
bro.
God bless you and continue.
Love you,
bro. The journey, man. Love you much, man.
Yes, sir. All right. Bless you.
All right. Be blessed.
All right. Take care.